Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Blog Talk Radio listeners, and I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for providing 15 minutes of education. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. I am a chiropractor, natural health care practitioner, and have been doing this for 40-plus years, helping thousands and thousands of people simply by educating and providing a guide to get back to their health. Today, we're going to talk about something that is very, very important. But before I get started, I want to thank the first responders. I have a daughter who's a first responder. I have sisters who are in first responding, and it is unbelievable what these folks go through. So let's give them all a great, big, cheerful thank you and kudos to you and all of yours. And again, thank you, first responders. And this is Dr. Jim Bachman. We're going to talk about something today which is very, very pertinent in the news today and probably on your mind because a lot of you are spending time at home. So let's dive in. We're going to talk about HPA axis. HPA axis is that part of your body that makes you feel fear, makes you feel nervous. And we're going to talk about how you can deal with that today because it can affect and does on a regular basis affect your health. HPA stands for hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. So we're going to abbreviate it and call it HPA. It is hypothalamic, which is your nervous system, the base of your brain, pituitary, which is in the front of your brain. You've heard of the pituitary, and you've heard of the adrenal. Adrenal set on top of the kidneys. And this is the connection between your nervous system and your endocrine system, or your nervous system and your glands. And you've all felt it. Matter of fact, if there's someone out there who has never heard of the HPA axis, perhaps you've felt it or seen it in somebody else. It's that moment of instant fear, and it's how your body responds. The grandma that lifts the car off of the child, the person that does super strength getting out of the way of a vehicle, or you've heard the analogy of the tigers chasing an individual, that's what we're talking about. It's that instant release of cortisone, instant release of those stress hormones that supercharges your body to flee away from whatever the particular danger is. Whether it is, now this is science, folks, whether it is real, whether that tiger is right on your heels chasing you, or that car is right behind you, or it is imagined, the same response occurs inside your body. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how you can reduce that feeling of fear, that feeling of hopelessness, that feeling of, you know, I'm out here by myself, I can't do anything about it. Yes, you can. We're going to talk about some strategies. The news is telling you, and by the way, this is a real situation. This is the first time in the history of the world that we have all had something in common, and it's this virus. Now, according to the statistics, you've heard them over and over and over and over again. And the person that has the best way to defend themselves against that negative news media, because the news media is designed for one thing. It's to inform you and give you information, but unfortunately, they continue to give you the negative information and keep reinforcing it, and it takes a person who is very calm and collective, and the best of us can get you concerned, which triggers this HPA axis, which results in the same problem whether there is an immediate threat or not. Even science is telling us that once this HPA has been stimulated, whether the situation is real or not, your body starts to go into a negative health condition, and it starts to produce the same symptoms that you are fearing. So we're going to operate from that standpoint. We're not diagnosing anything. We're not treating anything. We're just identifying some areas that you can reinforce your immune system, because science is telling us, I've dealt with it for 40-plus years, a person who is under constant stress has problems with being constantly sick. So let's just back up a couple steps. Let's go through whether you have the situation or not. Maybe you're not identifying with it, but let me ask you this question. Have you ever opened the door at night and there's someone there that you to be there and you didn't know they were there until you opened the door? That's the feeling I'm talking about. That feeling where you see a deer running out at your car. That feeling where you see a child running across the street in front of your car. That's what we're talking about. That is designed to protect you. We call it the fight or flight mechanism. Once the threat passes, then the adrenals down-regulate, or they stop the production of the stress hormone. However, if it is constantly being reinforced, then it starts to take its toll. So let's work on some areas that you can help calm that down. Now, the natural antidote to stress is not stress eating. A lot of you are starting to do that now. Stress eating is a bad habit. The natural antidote to stress is exercise. Exercise. Yes, exercise. Physical activity, because it diverts the HPA axis from stress to physical activity, which helps to downregulate or helps to calm it down. And you may say to yourself, well, I can't exercise. You know, I'm too stressed out. You know, I've been working with folks who have physical issues for 40-plus years, and yes, you can. There is an exercise that you can do that can help you. All of us can do some form and type of exercise. Check with your doctor, check with your healthcare provider first, and see what type of a program that would work best for you. But I find in my 40-some years of in practicing natural health care, it's important to educate folk what's going on. Education, education, education. So the HP axis was given to us by the Creator way back when we had to run away from immediate danger, tigers, somebody with a bow and arrow or spear or whatever, and then calm down and everything was fine. But in today's environment, where we're being hit with this constant barrage of negative thoughts, because we are human beings that are loving and caring for each other and our neighbors, and we care about the folks across the world. We care about the folks that are having health challenges. We care about our neighbors. Some of us won't admit it, but we do. It's just hardwired in us. That's why this HPA axis becomes activated with this kind of negative news. So one of the strategies I recommend to the patients is turn it off. Turn it off. Don't sit there and listen and listen and listen, and then they break into every program and give you more negative news and more negative news, and it just is, it just wears your body away. So let's talk about some things you can do at home. You don't have to buy anything special. You don't have to go out and get groceries that you can't get right now. But what you can do is you can start altering some of your activities. For example, let's look at the positive side of this. What it's telling us now, and we should be learning from this, is proactive. I have showed many, many programs. I've done Facebook Lives. I've done programs on Blog Talk Radio on antioxidant protection and how important it is. This should trigger that in the front of your head. Your body needs antioxidants to have healthy immune function. That's why it's so important. And that's what any natural healthcare practitioner or any physician should be telling you, should be preaching to you. Antioxidant intake is so very, very important in protecting yourself. So let's talk about some of the things you can do. Number one, just sit down where you are, turn the radio off after you're done with this program, turn the television off, turn on some music that helps to relax you, or pick up a book that you like to read. Maybe it's a novel, maybe it's the Bible, or whatever relaxes you, and start getting involved in it. It diverts your mind, and it'll give this HPA axis an opportunity to relax. Deep breathing exercises are so very important to helping down-regulate the HPA axis. Let's give you some foods that would be helpful to improve your antioxidant activity. Almonds are very, very rich in nutrition that helps your immune system. Avocados, broccoli, kale, mangoes, red sweet peppers, sweet potatoes, tuna, yogurt, berries, all kind of berries and pomegranate. You know, what you can do right now is you can get kids around if you have children at home and make smoothies. Experiment with a different form of milk. Maybe you switch from a cow's milk to maybe a nut milk. Try it. Make frozen popsicles with these smoothies and get the kids involved with it. It diverts everything that's going on and helps you recover both physically and mentally. Very, very important. Educate yourself. Get online. Get some yoga information. Yoga is very helpful in getting your body to relax, to help to downregulate the stress response. Be aware of what's going on around you. Be aware of what you can do about it. Give yourself the thankfulness that you have the awareness to be able to react in a positive way. Pick up a book that has a positive message. You know, we live in a digital age. Get on and listen to some of the positive books that are on the different ways that you can get books now. Maybe you're in an e-reader. I don't know what all you would do, but get yourself into a situation where you're turning this negative reinforcement around. It will help your immune system to function at a higher level. Are you aware that your body uses everything that you eat to help with your immune system? Sugar, for example, is not a healthy thing to consume a lot of. And a lot of you out there are binge eating. I see it around here. And it's whenever you get nervous, whenever this HP axis is turned on, and your body just controls you and sends you to the junk food, sends you to the refrigerator. Every time you walk by it, you have to open it and get something. If you are doing that, that's what I'm talking about. So how do you diffuse it? Well, number one, exercise. Number two, start substituting sugar for healthy fruit. The more colorful the fruit and vegetable is, the healthier it is for you and your immune system. You have total control over this. You can make those decisions. One of the things that I see now is people feel like they're drowning out in the middle of the sea because they have no control over anything. And indeed, you have control. You have to get control. You have to be in a new era, which is proactive health care rather than reactive health care. So this is Dr. Jim Bachman. If you would like more information on this, you can email me, askingdrjay@gmail.com, askingdrjim@gmail.com. And this is a blessing to you and your family. Stay strong. This too shall pass. We live in the best place on the planet, and we shall all prosper.